There have been a lot of discussions about, again, getting back to these models, putting aside, you know, side effects and toxicity, whether or not the long-term 10, 15, 20-year relapse rate would be lower, starting with tamoxifen for some period of time, followed by an aromatase inhibitor. Is that a possibility or a likelihood?
If you start with tamoxifen first, after 2.5 or 3 years or 5 years, there'll be more people who have relapsed on the tamoxifen than the aromatase inhibitor that you might be using. A fair number of those people, a substantial number of those people, will be irretrievable. They have incurable disease. And so you're banking on the fact that you'll be able to capture more people later. But we don't have any data for that. That's just a speculation that you'd be able to capture more people later. Now, I think sequencing therapy may be better, ultimately, but I still don't see any reason to not start with the most effective therapy. So aromatase inhibitor followed by tamoxifen or followed by aromatase inhibitor who's non-steroidal followed by a steroidal aromatase inhibitor makes sense to me. We have to wait to see. We'll get a signal from the big FEMTA trial, which has that sequence in place.
I think when you hear people talking about this thing, I'm sure a lot of times it's sort of theoretical. There's a research issue involved here. But then you have clinicians hearing this. I think there may be some confusion, although it seems hard to figure how you can sit down with a patient and say, well, yes, you're going to be at increased risk for relapse for the next 2-3 years. Yes, you're going to be at increased risk for deep vein thrombosis or stroke or endometrial cancer. But maybe in the long run, you'll have less relapses. It doesn't seem like a patient-friendly or really intuitive kind of concept.
I agree with that. It just seems quite speculative to project that in the future, long-term tamoxifen will be better than aromatase inhibitors. Part of this relates to the carryover effect of tamoxifen, the fact that tamoxifen, the hazard ratio for recurrence is in favor of tamoxifen substantially, even years after you stop the therapy. And we've done the usual modeling ourselves, also working with Jack Cusick on this, where we've looked at the tamoxifen versus placebo results from the early breast cancer trialists and simply assumed that the tamoxifen effect in the first 5 years represented curing up that 12 to 15% of patients who had fewer relapses during that first 5 years. If you make that assumption and do the modeling, we can see the carryover effect for survival just by assuming we're actually curing patients with tamoxifen during that first 5 years. And I think this important point is that many physicians, oncologists, think that the duration of a hormonal therapy is the period of its efficacy. And certainly we don't think that for chemotherapy. And now that we know that there may be cytotoxic mechanisms, apoptotic mechanisms for hormonal therapy, there's no reason to think that hormonal therapy can't kill during a short interval, and if you give it for longer, you may not have additional effect. I mean, we know that if you give CMF for 24 months, it doesn't have more effect than if you give it for 6 months. And maybe the same for hormonal therapy, and we may be kind of fooled by not separating out duration of therapy versus actual period of time when you have an effect.